A water crisis in Mississippi. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Little or no drinking water available in Jackson, the Mississippi state capital. Governor Tate Reeves declaring a state of emergency.
Until it is fixed, it means we do not have reliable running water at scale. It means the city cannot produce enough water to fight fires, to reliably flush toilets, and to meet other critical needs.
Problems with the city's only working water treatment plant, including pump failures, were made worse by weekend flooding. Jackson has been under a boil water alert for more than a month because of water quality. The governor says the state will begin distributing water on Tuesday. An FBI agent accused of alleged political bias while helping to lead the agency's probe into Hunter Biden is no longer with the Bureau. Assistant Special Agent in Charge Timothy Thibault retired over the weekend. Fox News has learned he was walked out of the Washington field office on Friday, as is standard procedure. The FBI does not comment on personnel matters. The White House continues to insist it's been hands-off the decision-making process that led to the raid of the former president's home.
President Biden has not been briefed on the decision by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to lead a review of documents from former President Trump's Florida home. And Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre would not say whether the president would be briefed on any conclusion of the assessment.
We're just not going to comment about conclusions. We're not going to comment on anything related to this at this time, any specifics.
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines told congressional leaders the agency will lead an assessment of the potential risk to national security that would result from the disclosure of relevant documents.
Fox's Jared Halpern. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow lost 67 points, NASDAQ down 45, the S&P 500 closed 141 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The Artemis moon launch was scrubbed on Monday, the space agency hoping to give it another try before the week is out.
NASA may try again to launch Artemis 1 Friday. Those involved in the space program don't want people to get dismayed at Monday's delay. Scott Altman is a retired astronaut and shuttle commander who is now with NASA contractor ASRC Federal.
There's a rocket on the pad that, while it wasn't ready to launch today, we're very close to getting it off the ground and setting the stage for putting people on the moon and getting ready to go to Mars.
NASA managers reported trouble in chilling Artemis's engines before scheduled takeoff. They'll decide Tuesday if they'll try again this week. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Lawmakers in California have approved a measure giving more than a half million fast food workers more power and protection. The bill will create a new 10-member fast food council that's empowered to set minimum wage standards, hours, and working conditions at California fast food restaurants. This over the objection of restaurant owners who say it'll just drive up consumer costs. School shooting in Oakland, California on Monday. The victim, a 12-year-old boy, reported to be stable. The suspected shooter, a 13-year-old boy. In custody. In Minnesota, a decades-old cold case is solved thanks to a napkin.
56-year-old Jerry Westrom has been convicted of the murder of 35-year-old Gene Childs nearly 30 years ago in Hennepin County. He was arrested in 2019 after Westrom wiped his face with a napkin after eating a hot dog at a hockey game. Investigators used the DNA from the napkin to link Westrom to the gruesome stabbing death of Childs inside her apartment in 1993. Cold case detectives took advantage of advances in DNA technology in 2015 to take a look at the murder. A search of an online ancestry website turned up Westrom as a possible suspect. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.